Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here to hang out with us, you are more than welcome to do that. Anything that we have talked about so far, you can get in here. Or you can tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, and at Tyler Drew Scott. So did you see the video of the three-point shot that Joel Embiid took?
Yes. By the way, we never touched on this. Did you see Christian Wood's attempt to gather a foul at three-point, and then he shot it and missed by about 4 feet when no one touched him? Utah, and then he looked at the official like, hey, what about,
how about
that?
A call,
oh, that's
here.
Embarrassing. Yeah, but go ahead with Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. Gosh, he was and somebody tweeted out, look, James Harden's already having an effect. He took the shot, and he walked first. He took tried to take one of those James Harden step back hops. I don't know what he was doing, but he walked first, called for the travel, threw it up. It was awful, awful, awful. But here's the deal: is James Harden. Are the Sixers now actually in the hunt for the title?
Yeah.
Are they?
So here's what happened to the odds. Did you see? We didn't
talk about
this.
I see the odds right here.
Well, here's what happened to the odds. As soon as the trade was made, the Nets went from 4-1 to 5-1, that's kind of a knock on James, to be honest with you. The guy who hasn't played all year and who has to get in shape now. Which is pretty pathetic that you have not played and you haven't been keeping yourself in shape for the moment, especially before the trade deadline, so you could jump in and help your team. You're not even in any game shape. You haven't done anything. Why would you not be trying to keep yourself in shape?
He was shooting. I hope he was, you know, stiff standing.
I don't know, but
Bob Cousy set shots.
He has not. He's not able to play. So why would he? I mean, it's. It's the league. Why would anyone play?
Well, it's
play,
mental health, Lance, and now you're making fun.
I know. So they went from 4-1 to 5-1. The Nets did. The 76ers went from 14-1 to 7-1. Now I don't know what it currently says.
That says something about James.
Not really though. It does, but at the same time, you went from having a guy who didn't play, you just added a guy who plays basketball now. Remember?
Well, yeah, but a good player.
But the odds also took into account that you didn't have your second best player at all. So you're 14-1. If Ben Simmons were, what would they have been if Ben Simmons were out there? 8-1?
I don't know.
Probably.
After what we've seen of Ben Simmons, I don't know.
You got an MVP candidate on the court.
I don't know that Ben Simmons. But Ben Simmons, I guess.
What have you seen from James that gives you the hope? Have you seen the reports that Kevin Durant, the big issue with the Nets was that James Harden wanted ISO ball.
Right.
This is shocking. James wanted ISO ball, and Steve Nash and Kevin Durant wanted a free-flowing offense.
Right.
And James wanted it to get stuck. He wants sticky basketball. And James is at this point of his career where he's not going to go with the flow. He wants what he wants, and that's it.
And apparently every time Nash called a play for Durant, James would roll his eyes.
Yeah.
Like it's so outrageous for Kevin Durant to have a play.
I think James has basically skipped right to 70-year-old man in basketball category where he wants to do what he wants to do and he doesn't care anymore.
Watch.
Because I thought that when he got to the Nets, you would see James really, like, he wants to be part of something big. That's what James is selling you. James wants to win a championship, right? That's why he had to leave Houston. So you would think you would assimilate and do whatever's necessary to be part of a big three, but James couldn't even do that. He's been given his way for so long by Daryl Morey and the Houston Rockets. Well, now he's got Daryl again. Well, that's what I'm saying. He's been given his way by the Rockets for so long. I don't want this guy. James will move him. I don't want this player. James will move him. I don't want this player. James will move him. I don't want this player, which happened. Three different guys. James will move him. Everybody got moved. I want my my personal friend as my as the team security. Okay, James, we'll hire him. The team did all that. Adidas gave him all that money. James, listen, you're 2.5 hours late for a photo shoot. This is a real story. James, Adidas really needs you to go. Somebody from the Houston Rockets, somebody inside their organization had to call James and say, James, you probably need to go to this photo shoot that Adidas set up because they're paying you like $40 million. Like, you really need to go. Okay. So he gets there two and a half hours late. Immediately, James's guys had to come out. They brought a big old basket, and they said, your cell phones have to go off and in here. My Adidas guy said, I'm here for D-Hop. I'm on the football side. I'm not putting my phone away. Well, you can't take any pictures of James. I don't want any pictures. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not a fan. I don't want a picture of James. Well, you need to turn your phone off and have it put away. They're like, what is this going on? Adidas is security detail. They have their own security detail. They said, 50% of the problems we had came with James's crew. It was tough. James has been getting everything he wants. He gets to a great situation with the Nets. I mean, a great situation. And, you know, you have some injuries and stuff. And we're finding out he couldn't even assimilate for 1 year with the Nets. He couldn't even go with the flow to try to win a championship. What he would rather do is go get his way again with the 76ers. That's what he would rather do. Is just, I would rather have my own way than any of this stuff. Plus, New York is too big for James. James, like, Houston's big, but not too big where James can get lost in Houston a little bit, but at the same time, he's the man. James is going to live here. Don't kid yourself. Houston's a good city to live. James is going to live here.
Absolutely.
He didn't want to live in Brooklyn. That's not his vibe. Right. He's a West Coast guy anyway.
Under over, will it be before the playoffs start that you hear rumblings or reports about Joel Embiid not being happy with James Harden?
Give me an over-under again?
By the playoffs. Start of the playoffs.
By this year.
This year.
You know, I would say that sounds outlandish that James will make it work for this year. But honestly, he's gone from the top alpha on the team to adding James. That is a big personality change for the team. Like, that's a major one. Joel is the guy. This Ben Simmons is more the quiet guy. He's not as big and brash. And I think we'll hear it this year.
I think we will.
But there's not many games left. There's 27 games left.
No, I tell you, I think by the playoffs, there's going to be some complaining. Is there any chance?
No. I'm going to tell you what it's going to look like. It's James is going to come out and say, or Joel is going to come out, and this is what it's going to be. We got to find a way. We're still trying to find our footing, trying to get comfortable with each other. You know, we're still trying to figure out how things. We're going to get it fixed, but we're still in that process of trying to figure out. You know, figure each other out or get to know each other. That's what they're going to.
Can James play the pick and roll game like he did with Capella with Embiid?
Yes. And like he did with Dwight. Yeah, 100%. I mean, does Embiid want to do it? He likes to do a lot of pick and pop stuff, which I think is fine for James. So in that regard, yeah, I think they're likely to get along. But Embiid doesn't mind it getting sticky in his hands either.
No. It's going to blow up. There's no question.
They both like it when it's sticky.
814 ESPN 97.5. That's no jab at those two though.
No, it's not. But Site Jab has a website building team that can take your business, especially if you're a small to medium sized business. They build you from the ground floor up. I mean, they'll take a website, and this is what they prefer to do, is take it from the studs, because they want to build it so that your back end is the back end stuff, which is all the coding. They want to make sure that it's done the right way, and then secondly, the front end, the design, and which is a big part of it all. They want to make sure that the design is keeping people engaged, keeping their eyes on the website for longer, making sure that you have people engaging with the information that you need them to have them engaging with, whether it's contacting you, whether it's a portfolio of your work. And then they can even integrate video production, e-commerce into your site to really build it out. So they're more than just a web design team. Also, they do so many more products, including video production, social media branding, and development beyond just your, you know, development for leads for small to medium-sized businesses so that you turn your eyeballs into actual cash. Make sure that you go to sitejab.com, learn about their product, and go to the upper right-hand corner and set up your consultation. Sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, can I mention something about a friend of the show? You know our guy SMU Sonny?
Yeah.
Who sends the songs?
Yeah, well, he was stupid. We beat their ass.
Yeah. But he was also, is he Roughneck Sonny, or does he have the Dallas team that he liked? He's Roughneck Sonny, right?
No, not Roughneck. He was Renegade Sonny.
Yeah, he was Renegade Sonny. Yeah. So, just a shout out. He lost his dad last week.
Oh, no.
And just wanted to tell him we're thinking about him, and we're very sorry to hear about that. I had someone reach out who's friends with Sonny, and the guy's been he's been a fun part of the show. Calls in, friend of the show, and has done some fun songs that we've played on the air as well. They do seem to be recorded like on an old school tape deck almost, where he plays something off of a computer screen and then has the microphone on a tape deck from 1987 recording it. That's the sound quality of it.
Right.
But to me, that's what gives it its
authenticity.
Je ne sais quoi, also.
Yeah.
So that's part of why I like it. So just want you to know, Sonny, we're really sad to hear about that for you. And hang in there, buddy, and just letting you know we're thinking about you.
Yes. I was thinking about him when SMU beat the Cougs in basketball last week. And I was like, I got to hear from Sonny now. But sorry to hear about your dad, bro. All in fun. All the stuff, SMU stuff, is all in fun.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to have the better year next year? Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, or C.J. Stroud?
Well, that's hard. You know, you want to say Bryce. So where's Bill O'Brien's next head coaching job?
Yeah.
Right? He's been rumored to be the front runner for like 10 jobs. Where is he?
For some reason, none of those came through.
We have got to stop listening to his agent. He was a front runner at LSU for a while.
Yeah, he was going to be the guy. Yeah,
he was the guy at Jacksonville. Remember when he was the head coach at Jacksonville?
Yep.
Pretty much his head coach just
everywhere.
And did he get an interview?
No, not one.
Got one at Jacksonville, maybe? I think.
Did he get one?
I think so. And he screamed at Shad Khan, "Shut up! sorry. I was talking to the guy doing the window washing outside down the street." But so Billy will be back.
Yeah,
honestly,
I don't know that Bill's ever
who's got the best shot at winning a Heisman Trophy. I'd like to say Caleb Williams or Lincoln Riley, but they just lost Drake London. I don't know what they have.
Oh, they just brought over Williams from Oklahoma, who's one of the best receivers in the country. So
you mean the five star?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Don't forget, but half of the Oklahoma team went there.
I don't know what their other guys look like, but who's the other one that you mentioned? C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
I'll probably say C.J. Stroud.
He's got the best receiver.
C.J. Stroud. Yes. He lost two of his receivers, but he's got two great ones coming back, including Marvin Harrison's son.
Yeah.
David.
Smith
and Jigba. Marvin Harrison's son, and I mean, what else do you need? What else do you need? They'll have another tight end who's going to get drafted in the NFL like they do every year. I write up the same Ohio State tight end comes out in the draft every year. Big white guy, muscular, fairly athletic, decent blocker, gets drafted somewhere in the third or fourth round. Every year, one of those guys comes out. They'll have one next year, too. And C.J. Stroud, every year, black quarterback, throws for 50 touchdowns. Like it's, I've written this up tons of Justin Fields, Dwayne Haskins. You had J.T. Barrett was not as big a factor. Braxton moved positions. Cardale Jones. I've written up all these guys, by the way. And then Stroud will be the next guy up. So if I had to guess based on history, I'd go Ohio State. I'd say Stroud has the biggest year.
Really?
Yep.
I think in that league, I think that Caleb Williams is going to have the biggest because he's not playing the competition that he's playing. Of course, Ohio State's playing a bunch of slow Northwestern Purdue guys. So there, you know, there's Wisconsin.
Sometimes, but they sometimes get Illinois also.
Yeah, right.
Sometime Iowa.
You'll get an Iowa and an Illinois. So you gotta watch out.
You're judging a book by its cover, which is what we're going to do in the next segment. We got a Cooper Kupp soundbite we want to get to, and we'll do that in a second. So you're judging a book by its cover, only that cover is fairly indicative of the book.
Right. It's the Beatles White Album.
Well, you had a first round corner out of Northwestern, not this year, but in last year's draft, Greg Newsom. He was a first-round cornerback.
Nice.
Wisconsin, not as many first-round cornerbacks that I can recall.
Troy Vincent?
Yes, technically.
Okay. So, there you go.
He's out of the league. They had Nick Needham, who got drafted in the third round a couple years ago. He had the distinction of making no plays on the football. I think he had 56 pass breakups and no interceptions. Almost seems impossible not to have one interception in your career with that many pass breakups.
Yeah.
That was a weird little thing. And
maybe that's why he's a DB.
Double MCL tears the same year. Some weird thing like
best that. Best running backs returning. Did you get to watch any offensive line from Kansas State?
A little bit.
So you Deuce saw Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn.
I met his dad. His dad works for the Cowboys. His dad is a scout for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met him. Dusty introduced me at the Senior Bowl. Good dude. Fun talking to. And, Deuce is a good player.
Yeah. Deuce they a got good player. Bijan Robinson second.
Bijan's a monster. I'd be surprised. And Texas, pretty much their whole offensive line, I think, is back. Four of them, I think. I'd be surprised if Bijan Robinson's not a major player in the Heisman race.
Yeah. Well, they got to win some football games. So yeah. We'll see. Don't you have to win some games to do that?
He is very, very talented.
Yeah. And other guys, Blake Corum from Michigan, Travion Henderson, Zach Evans.
Ooh, from TCU. Where'd he go?
He went to Ole Miss.
He got that nil money.
Yes, he did. He got a bunch of nil money, and they were looking for other. They were offering a bunch more money for another running back.
What's his NIL like? What's he promoting?
No, he just got paid. That's all.
No. NILs because we got to finally get their name, image. They're going to get paid for their name, their image, and their likeness. I'm just curious what is the. He's obviously a sponsor. He's promoting a.
Yeah.
Is it a tire company?
A brakes company, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Zach. What's his name, Zach?
Zach Evans.
Hi, I'm Zach Evans. Anytime that I want to get my brakes done, I go to Hector's Brake Services. Now give me my $80,000. You know what? If it's good enough for Zach, I'm getting my brakes done at Hector's too. Because nothing tells me, because me as an alumni and a booster, one thing I want to do is listen to the advice of a 20-year-old tell me what I need to do with my financial services. Like who are you with the name, image, and likeness? I'm just curious what the promotion, what they're promoting.
We're just going to give him the money. But he tweeted. He's got 37 followers.
No, that's actually
and he
legal.
Tweeted,
you've got to have a.
Yeah, no.
You got to promote something.
Well, you tweet it. You tweet, okay, eat at Hardee's, and you get $80 million. That's all. That's great.
It's kind of like you're an influencer.
Right. A-Chain is sixth on this list.
Yeah, he's a good
player. Good player.
That's a good list. I'm going to be busy next year. Mm-hmm. That's a good list of backs.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good list of backs.
Yeah.
I like Travion Henderson. Accidentally watched him a little bit yesterday, and like A-Chain.
A-Chain is
not
one.
A big guy, though.
No.
Is he? A-Chain's a little smaller.
Fast.
What about your kid from University of Houston?
Oh, well, he's only a sophomore. Well, they don't have him on the list for whatever reason. I know. Returning
McCaskill?
Guys. No, McCaskill. They got Tank Bigsby instead of him. He beat his ass in the bowl game.
Do they have him playing for Houston, or do they have him playing for Georgia?
Or Ole Miss.
Or Ole Miss. Oh, man, poor Ole Miss. Yeah. How everyone else is doing this NIL, and Ole Miss can't possibly compete. How's he going to go? Why would he go to Ole Miss when you already have
Because Lane's throwing a bunch at him.
Yeah, but you already got a running back who you don't want to get behind Zach's.
Oh, Zach Evans.
Zach Evans, I mean. You know, Zach Evans is a dude.
He is a dude, except you know Zach Evans never lasts on a team, right?
Yeah. What's the deal with Zach Evans?
He's from here.
Is he?
Yeah, he had issues. He
didn't like Alvin Kamara.
He didn't finish high school. Yeah, so his high school career. So,
let me tell you a story about Alvin Kamara, supposedly the reason they pushed him out of Alabama. You know, Alvin Kamara, some of you don't know this. Alvin Kamara was at Alabama, and he wasn't getting playing time.
Well, he had. Look at the guys over there.
Yeah, but look at Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
And Alvin Kamara told somebody on a recruiting trip, man, don't go here. This place sucks. And they're like, all right, you got to go. Bye, Alvin. You can't stay here anymore.
Well, that's a bad recruiting ploy. Sonny is here. Let's get SMU Sonny in. Hey, Sonny.
What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Sonny?
Good. Man, that was awesome. I just want to say thanks to the listener that, you know, that let y'all know about my dad. And that was amazing. I love you guys so much. And I'm in Dallas now. I listen all the time. And you guys, all the listeners, I mean, we're a family. We love y'all. Y'all bring us so much joy. And, you know, my dad coached us growing up in SBMSA. Shout out SBMSA in Houston. He used to take us to Rice games all the time with Coach Hatfield. And, that was awesome. So, I mean, I just wanted to say I'm up here in Dallas. I listen all the time. I love y'all. Man, thank you so much. That was really, really special.
All right, buddy.
Sorry
to hear about that, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. Thanks for listening up there in Dallas.
We'll get back to kicking your ass next week, okay?
Back. Hey, I didn't get to call in.
I can't hear him. I can't hear Sonny right now.
I told him you got to call for me, and he said, I don't know, I'm going to be busy, and he actually came down from Dallas to be at the service that next day, so. But, yeah, hey, get us in the Big 12, John. Get us in, man. Talk to Dana.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Dana.
No. I've got all the pull. I'll get you in. It'll probably be next week or the week after. All right?
Okay. You guys are not going to the Big 12. Nobody, get out. Okay? Don't forget. You forget about that Eric Dickerson stuff, all that money you paid out to guys.
Come on, Sonny. We don't do that anymore. I don't know if you heard. We don't do that no more. Time to talk about.
We were the originals. Now everybody's
doing it.
We were the first one.
Sonny, we appreciate it, man. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Thanks,
brother.
Guys. Right. Love y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Time to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. It's the best way for you to go about getting your payroll. Listen, I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know what your company is. I don't know what kind of service they've given you. I don't know how they were during the pandemic. I don't know if they, you know, did they help you out with the unemployment claims? Did they help you out with the PPP, the small business loans? Did they help you out just get managing through it? Did they help you out with HR during this time because it was so difficult? Did they do everything that you needed them to do? And if they didn't, if they weren't there for you, and if they haven't been there for you to come tax time as well, then you got to go with ours. I'm telling you, you will love them. Let them come. It takes a little while because they have to customize a plan for you. They're going to look at your business, all aspects. They're going to break it down, and they're going to help you make your business run smoother and more economically with your payroll and your HR. You're looking for that kind of service, those kind of people, locally owned and operated. Let's go. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. So I was just watching Van Jefferson find out his wife was in labor. We'll play that a little bit later.
So we haven't even talked about that. Van Jefferson ended up, his wife ended up having a child
during the
Super Bowl.
Right.
Now he played the whole Super Bowl.
Well, he got there, I think, in time.
He played the whole Super Bowl.
Yeah, but during the game, she said, my water broke. I got to go.
Okay, so that's pretty crazy.
And they told him, and he apparently, he told them, or someone said, or she said, do not tell Van until after the game. Because he'll leave.
That's ride or die.
Yeah, right.
So,
there's also a question.
We've done this more than once on this show.
Listen, it's a relatively new thing, the dad being in the room. I mean, remember, the midwives would always, I mean, this is, the guys would always be smoking cigars, you know, drinking some liquor while mom gave birth.
But not even in the room. If it's also like being there to as soon as you can get inside and see the baby.
Yeah.
I was in the room. Well, yeah, I guess I was in the room. Well, yeah, C-sections, you don't want to.
No.
I mean, they put the curtain up anyway, so I don't want to.
None of it's great optics.
Yeah, no, actually, I guess I have been in a room the whole. I have been in a room
none
for
of it's
all
really
of them, but
great optics, to tell you the truth. I mean.
No, it's not. It's not great optics. But there's the age-old question. Now, Van Jefferson, a guy who is actually on the team and makes plays, and you had a player who had torn his ACL. You're in the second half of a game. You are now the number three. You're now the number two receiver on the team. Tyler Higbee, out. Odell Beckham Jr., out. You are trying to beat the Bengals. You're behind. Hey, dude, your wife just went to the hospital. I don't want to get canceled. Never mind. I would have gone to the hospital, immediately held her hand, and told her that she's more important than a Super Bowl.
No.
Here. Am I okay, guy?
Listen, you're going to be taking care of that kid for the rest of your life. You can't leave
in a second half of a Super Bowl.
But
when Odell Beckham Jr.'s knee snapped,
yeah.
Tyler Higbee's out, you can't leave that.
It's also a second kid. So he's already done his third.
I think it was his second. There was another.
Because he put 2X on the picture second time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he had two kids around him in this video. Two little kids. So anyway, whatever the case may be. You don't leave. You don't leave. So what did Cooper?
The first child was born in 16, so he's a young dad.
Yeah,
that's 6 years ago.
So what did Cooper Kupp say?
Well, it's not what Cooper Kupp said. It's a podcast. So Ross Tucker, who does a podcast, he was with a guy named Emery Jones, I believe it is, who goes by Football Game Plan on Twitter. And I'll see if Tyler is ready to. Okay, and so they're basically talking about Cooper Kupp, and they're having a discussion, and it's cut off, so you're not going to be able to hear it. But I think Ross Tucker, what he said to Emery, who is black, what Ross Tucker said, white guy, former offensive lineman in the NFL, he said something about Cooper Kupp being white, and is this the issue? Like, is that the reason why he got drafted when he got drafted? Things like that. Or he wasn't taken as seriously coming out of college. And Emery jumps in and responds.
Completely agree, Ross. And we're not afraid to say that because it's the facts and it's the truth. And I remember having this conversation with folks during Cooper Kupp's draft year when I was down at the Senior Bowl. And people were wondering if, you know, would his skills translate to this big week of work at the Senior Bowl? I'm like, bro, this dude broke all Jerry Rice records in the FCS. Do you understand how long those records stood?
But he's white, and he's not tall.
And his point is, dude.
It absolutely exists.
He broke all of Jerry Rice's records as FCS school, right? Yep. So I went back to I wanted to see what my old scouting report said on Cooper Kupp. My comp on him was Jarvis Landry. possession receiver, play from the slot. Not a bad, I think it's actually a pretty good comp. But what caught my eye, my write-up was pretty good on him. I mean, I didn't see him as this guy. But I asked a scout who had his area, and I said, hey, I said, is Cooper Kupp going to be a starter? That was my question to him, because I used his quote for sources tell us. All I asked him, is Cooper Kupp going to be a starter? And this is what he said. If he gets to a team with a good quarterback, watch out. In 2014, he punked both Marcus Peters and Sidney Jones when he took on Washington. Two first-round talents. You tell me if he's going to be a starter.
Who said this?
A scout buddy of mine.
Okay.
When I asked him about a player, I said, do you think he's going to be a starter? He goes, he punked Marcus Peters and Sidney Jones.
Marcus Peters was
two first-round starters from Washington. Yeah. You tell me if he's going to be a starter. And when he started off with saying, he said, if he gets on a team with a good quarterback, watch out. So, see, in the NFL, I don't know that the NFL, like everything, is going to be, you're going to have stereotypical stuff. For a long time, it was black quarterback, right? That was the most famous one. But the one that has really...
Well, the one that still is white corner.
Well, I mean there's nobody. You don't even get a chance to be a white corner.
You don't get a chance.
But I don't care about
free
that.
Free the white corner.
I don't care about that. But what I am going to talk about is you will notice that starting with Wes Welker and moving forward, it was Wes, undrafted free agent, highly productive receiver, highly productive return man. Ran a 4.6 40, so he didn't really have that athleticism, but or that speed. But now Julian Edelman did, but he was changing positions from quarterback to wide receiver. Both of them very, very good players. Cooper Kupp, and so I had a scout this year. We were talking about JoJo Doman, who's a linebacker from Nebraska, and we were talking about him covering guys out. He's a linebacker, but we're talking about covering out on the slot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if he can do, you know. And this black scout says, don't let that pale skin fool you now. He said, you're letting the pale skin trick you. He said, you can't do that. And his whole point was, and this is the point that a lot of NFL, this is where we're, the general public's different than NFL teams. NFL teams care a lot less about racial makeup of anybody at any position because they've got to get it right. They can't afford to have bias. They've been through bias situations in evaluating players. They've recognized where they've had bias.
Well, in the pros, it's a lot easier than in college.
What do you mean?
I can't recruit a Cooper Kupp to my school. I've told you this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about evaluating talent.
No, I know.
And so so Cooper Kupp years ago probably would have been a fifth or sixth round pick. So there's progress being made in terms of just stereotyping and working off of old narratives. But Emory was talking about the fact that it's still a thing. I mean, it's still Cooper Kupp had – they tried to tell you everything was right there for you to see. Like, dude, it's all right here. All the data, he ran fairly fast. I still think his profile physically is not one that's a wide receiver one. He's a slot receiver. This is the first time that we've seen a slot receiver this dominant.
This is the first time we've seen him with a good quarterback.
But this is like taking a Wes Welker, making him bigger, faster, and frankly, work more vertically. We're not used to seeing that. And really, when you come up with comps for him, and he came before, I don't know if Debo came
Edelman
out about the same time.
As a one.
But what he
we
is,
saw Edelman as a one.
Well, Gronk was the one.
Edelman was the Super Bowl MVP.
Edelman's, all his routes were inside of 10 yards. Cooper Kupp will run intermediate. Their passing attack's different than Tom's was built.
Yeah, well.
Tom was built dink and dunk. Choice routes, quick outs, stuff like that. Cooper Kupp is down the field. What Cooper Kupp is he is more like Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel. Debo's his own entity. He and Cordarrelle Patterson have created a new position.
Yep.
But Cooper Kupp, like, who is your he is like a Jarvis Landry, but with more juice. Ironically enough, he's called Juice Landry, but he didn't have a lot of juice. He is like a more explosive Jarvis Landry when Jarvis was at his very best, because it doesn't feel like he is anymore. I don't even know who the comp is on Cooper Kupp. I don't remember seeing a slot wide receiver with his strength, play strength and power, his ability for run after the catch.
Brandon Cooks.
His hands and his route running. Like, I can't even think of a guy that like that. I don't know that there's been a guy like that who plays from the slot like that.
Well, he can play on the outside too.
I mean, he can, but he's not a classic down the field beat you vertically like you'd want from an outside threat. He can play anywhere you want him.
Well, I don't know.
He gets open.
I've seen him wide open running down the field. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Running down the field, but you know why? He's a great route runner, and you know why they love playing him from the slot? And I think this is what's going to change. The NFL is about to have a fundamental change because people are going to see Cooper Kupp, and they're going to say, we need to put our best route runners at the slot. We need to give them more room to operate. We just need to get our best receivers in the slot. Why are we putting them outside?
That's a good comp, Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson is kind of
I'm not allowed to comp Jordy Nelson.
Yes, you are.
I gotta have a black guy.
Jordy Nelson was like that though.
Jordy did have some of that.
Yeah.
No, Jordy did have some of that stuff.
Okay. When we come back, a Hall of Famer son has predicted when Deshaun will be traded. Hall of Famer son has predicted it. We'll do it on the other side. But first, what about your patio?
Texas Custom Patios says, I consider Steve a friend of mine, Stephen Schell. We got to get my kitchen going now. We got to. This weather is too good. It's just too good. And this is why I'm excited to have my patio. This is why you guys really need to get this patio done. I know a lot of you are thinking about it, and you said, well, you know, I reached out, and we got this process started, but I waited. Or maybe you're someone who said, I wanted to reach out, but I didn't do it. But I really would love to. I saw your patio at tcplance.com, the before and after. It's not, if I could do it with my home, and you'll see it's nothing special. If you see what they did for my home, you'll understand why I had a real estate agent tell me, oh, your house is going to be worth an additional $65,000 to $70,000. Because what you've done is you've created a space with the TV, and you're adding the kitchen, and you've got the grill there, and you've got your sound system. It's a second living space is what it is. It's a second area for a kitchen. There's so much that can be done that differentiates your outdoors from someone else's. And you can truly turn it into an oasis. The things that they can do for your outdoors are amazing, way more than what I had them do for mine. And I brought them on as a client because I was so impressed with the work that they did. TexasCustomPatios.com wants to turn your house into a home, add value to your home, but most importantly, help you live your best life. And go to TexasCustomPatios.com. Start to dream a little bit, and they can turn your dreams into a reality. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We have a little run alert in. We can, call the run. If we get the look we want to, we'll get man or something. We get a zero. I think we end up getting a zero on that one. We're able to alert things, alert and throw a little fade ball out there. Eli Apple has been playing me pretty well the entire game. Really came up, challenged me. Doing a really good job with that. And he cover zero. You got that inside leverage, so I try to just weave to his leverage, make him, move in a little bit, jab him one time, and be able to just give Matthew some room to put the ball wherever he wanted to. And he made a great, back shoulder throw and was able to come down with it.
That's Cooper Kupp talking about the game-winning score. Did Eli Apple do a great job on him all game?
He had him below.
Well, a lot of Cincinnati fans didn't feel that way.
He had like four catches at the very end of the game. I thought Eli Apple did a good job on him. Do you understand? He had like 70 yards before the last drive. He had 70 yards and like
he wasn't
six
on him
catches.
All the time. Hilton was on him some too. He wasn't on him.
Yeah,
the
but he traveled. Eli was on him most of the time. Eli did a great
well,
Apple.
Eli caught it after the game, I can tell you that.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dumb because Eli Apple literally had limited him to, I think it was five catches for 70 yards until the last drive, six catches for 70 yards. He did a pretty good job.
He only had 22 yards on the last drive?
He may have limited him to even less. Because he went under, I can tell you this, he went under the total in both of them.
Yeah, but he wasn't on him every play.
Neither
here nor there.
Anthony Evans made a really good point on Cooper Kupp also. He is a dog as a blocker.
Yeah.
And when you block from the slot, you're basically like a tight end. You're basically like a disconnected tight end. And so if you're a really good blocker, that counts for even more. And he is a really good play side, backside. He blocks on play side. He's willing to get after it on backside blocks to help spring his run game. And Dusty made a good point. He said, Jordy Nelson with a wide receiver like Cup. You brought up Jordy. He said, dude was a burner. He gave Terrence Newman from Kansas the business multiple times in college, or Kansas State. Got labeled as a quote-unquote typical white wide receiver. He said, 2011 Super Bowl, Jordy had 9 catches for 140 yards and a touchdown. Should have been the MVP. Jordy is another example of a guy who probably just kind of gets put in a pile because he's just, you know, just a white wide receiver. You don't think about it. It's an unconscious bias.
Well, plus he had about 3 really spectacular years, and then he was gone.
I mean, is that it?
Yeah.
Jordy felt like a lot
well,
longer
he
than
had,
that.
I mean, 3 spectacular years. The other years were good.
Was he Brett and Aaron?
Yeah, I think he was at the beginning of Aaron. If I'm not mistaken.
No, he was. Yeah. Well, actually, Jordy had 4 years over 1,200 yards. Pretty good. He had a 15.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Cooks has 1,200 yards, and you think he sucks. Whatever.
Does he have 4?
Number one guy. Whatever.
I know. Brandon's amazing.
Yeah. Brandon Cooks, that's all he does is 1,200 yards.
Well,
not good enough for you, apparently.
That's all he does is get traded.
So, a Hall of Famer is writing for Clay Travis.
A Hall of Famer son or
son,
a Hall of Famer?
A Hall of Famer son. Gary Sheffield Jr.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Yeah. Gary Sheffield Jr. is writing for Clay Travis.
I think he's a former player, though, isn't he?
He quoted Gary Sheffield Jr. played. I don't know. Did he play some in the league? He quoted Lovie Smith, who was on Albert Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback. Lovie had this to say. I'm not running away from the question, but as soon as possible. The question was, when will Deshaun Watson be traded? Lovey says there are things that need to be taken care of before the football part comes into play. We're patient. We've waited an entire year, and I just feel like this offseason it'll come to an end, and we'll get it solved, and it'll be good for both parties, whatever that might be. There's no other answer to give you now except for that one, and we're going to try to get resolved as soon as we possibly can. So to this, with that statement, Gary Sheffield took it to the Texans expected to trade Deshaun Watson within the next few weeks.
Who said that?
Gary Sheffield Jr.
So he
took Lovey's quote and deduced that the Texans would trade Deshaun Watson within the next 2 weeks, next couple of weeks. That's what he got. He says Deshaun is a 26-year-old superstar, blah, 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 all kinds of stuff. Watson expected to cost most first-round picks. The Philadelphia Eagles, who have stayed in the past, are committed to building around Jalen Hurts, currently hold 3 first-round picks in the 2022 NFL draft. Deshaun Watson's Miami Dolphins' interest could be out the door now with Brian Flores firing. So the field of suitors could be narrowing some. The Dolphins still could shift their attention to Watson despite Miami's second-half push with Tua. But, Gary, I don't think you're taking into account here that nothing has changed. Nothing. Gary, just because Lovey says we're trying to do this, you know what soon as possible might mean? Right before the draft. Soon as possible might mean as soon as the DA comes back with no charges against the Deshaun Watson.
It's all a non-starter unless you get a no-charge bill.
That's right.
All a non-starter.
None of this
matters until people know there's no criminal charges. And then they have to figure out how they want to move forward with the perception of the person and what type of penalty the league could levy. I mean, and then you got to figure out when is this going to get done? Is it going to prevent our quarterback from playing? It's such a pain in the ass. Honestly, I changed my mind. If the Texans got offered, like Jay Glazer said, they got offered 3 firsts and 3 thirds.
Done.
I wouldn't take 2 and 2. I wouldn't take 2 first, 2 thirds right now. That's not enough. But because you're probably having to send him to a team he wants to play for, and that's not a bad team. That's going to be, you know, that Denver Bronco pick, that 9th pick.
That's why Denver might be a nice. Denver could, well, they did get Aaron Rodgers' offensive coordinator. That's something. Denver is a possible destination for Deshaun as well. Denver at 25-1 right now because if they cannot stay pat at quarterback.
But they're really a 50-to-1 team. They're almost making that odds just because they don't want to have too much exposure.
That's right. Exactly right. You know that they're going to make some kind of move.
So if you're going to bet Denver,
Carson Wentz could go there. And look out.
Ooh, man.
Man.
Well, I think the Colts actually have him under contract. So I was thinking about this. Could you get a third for Carson? I think you could.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
And I was trying to think, who would want Carson Wentz?
A lot. The Steelers?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Would you rather have Carson Wentz and Panthers? Go try to get Malik Willis, for example, or Kenny Pickett?
How about both? If you only have to give a third rounder for him.
Yeah, you could actually do both. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to do either.
If you got the money.
You could do both. Yeah. You're right. Because that allows you to say, okay, we're going to sit you now, Malik, because Malik Willis is not going to be ready to play fast.
Is there any scenario where you think, well, Carson Wentz is the answer? I mean, we're done.
No. The Colts didn't think he was the answer. They just thought he might be the answer. We have to find out. Unfortunately, everyone's going to be working off of the knowledge that we kind of have an idea already.
No, you need an insurance policy if you get him. There's no question about that. 7037803776. Can the Bengals hold on to Joe Burrow? We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, what about Craig DeSurf?
Well, can you hang on to your vehicle? Well, you might not want to. Did you know that my lease, there's actually equity on my lease? Because cars have gone up so much in some of their value in terms of the trade-in value, I ended up getting an even better lease than I expected. It was actually pretty incredible. Go check out the options that you have. You ought to reach out to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC and see about whether it's a truck. I got a new Chevy Traverse. I got it a couple months after my lease expired. I was going month to month on my previous lease. And because, that's what you're dealing with now with some of the shortages. But they've got vehicles in stock. They've got vehicles in transit. You may find that you've got an offer that you can make where you trade in your vehicle that is so good that it's something that you have to get done now. Maybe you thought about waiting, and I want to wait until this happens or that happens. But I'm just telling you, your trading value is so substantial that it's really going to alter potentially your thoughts on whether or not you want to get that new Chevy vehicle, the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. 0% financing for well-qualified buyers for the new Chevy Silverado 2022. Why would you pass up on that, especially if your trade-in value is lowering the price that much more? Make sure that you go to LanceCars.com and check it out today. And don't forget, you can head on out to Angleton and test drive any of the vehicles in stock. That's LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.